Thanks for joining me here from the website at preachingthegospelitsaves.com. Thanks for subscribing to the bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? This book is called So Many Versions by Sakae Kubo and Walter F. Specht. Far from Bible believers. And as we continue through the Phillips translation, they say here on page 74, you have worked on the side of evil. Matthew 7:23 is not exactly what Jesus said. You evildoers. So in Matthew 7:23, in God's perfect words, my King James Bible, the 1769, perfect without error, it doesn't even say anything that they're saying here at all. It says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They said here that it's the side of evil, or you evildoers. Then Phillips adds comfortably in Matthew 15:35, but the Greek original does not have this word. Okay, there you go. You just spotted a liar. There is no such thing as the original Greek. No such thing. And Matthew 15:35 says, in God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. Philip adds the word comfortably to that. Does that make any sense? Oh, as they comfortably sat down on the ground? What does the Bible say about adding words and taking away words? And the original Greek, like I've said in the last few blogs here in September, what original Greek? You have the Erasmus Greek New Testament. You have the Stevens Greek New Testament. You have the Beza's Greek New Testament. And you know what? The Erasmus Greek New Testament has 13 editions. The Stevens Greek New Testament has 4 editions. The Beza's Greek New Testament has 10 editions. So which Greek are we talking about? There is no such thing as the originals. That's how you can spot a liar in the pulpit, in scholarship, and when you are discussing so many versions, so many translations. More next week.